All right, well, we'll call our meeting to order. And we have all of our members are present except for Rick Fraser, who unfortunately is stuck on another island with his airplane.
His airplane, yeah.
And then I guess we can adopt the minutes of the last meeting. Thanks for...
The corrections.
The corrections.
A couple of good ones. I hope you didn't catch any more of those little tags at the end that were spelled wrong without the L.
I'll never tell.
All good, then. Yes. I am A-OK.
I fixed them for this minute and the last one. It was incorrect. That was an embarrassing...
Shows you how closely anybody read the last one.
Yeah.
I did read these.
So we can go ahead and move.
No one, objected to approving the minutes.
Right. We're all set. Well, this evening, Chief Precy's here to kind of walk us through the presentation that was made to the Board of Commissioners. And then following that, we'll go right into the budget and talk through the budget a little bit. And we'll keep this pretty informal. So if it's okay with you, Chief, would you be open to taking questions as we go? Or?
I don't have a speech prepared, really. I thought this is more of an informal conversation.
So I intend to interrupt you as much as possible.
I would, though, start with an apology because there have been so many different iterations this whole time. I'm not sure if the version that you received has a typo on page 2. One, two, three, four, fifth paragraph about the geography of the different areas.
Oh.
Yes, that should, in my humble opinion, say that fire protection to the outer islands is currently not feasible.
Yeah, that's a pretty important omission,
yes.
But I assumed it when I read.
I assumed that was a thing.
Yeah, I saw and assumed, but.
Yes.
That answers my question.
Please, yes,
thank
that
you.
Was. I printed out the version that it was going around and.
Yeah.
Substantially embarrassed. I apologize.
I bet that raised some questions with some people.
Yeah, that's going to change the discussion.
Yeah,
the logistics of that are challenging at best.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent, thank you.
I'm sure through the discussion we'll find other errors and omissions, but that's the one that first jumped out at me.
No worries.
I guess one of the questions, if you want to just do it by question rather,
sure.
I assume we've all read this stuff,
yeah.
Right? And since we've all committed it to memory, we don't really, need you to go through and explain it to us.
Yeah.
Since we're in that very paragraph,
mm-hmm.
I think there's an implicit assumption in the sentence that says if the fire department takes over providing EMS, that you have to do this and that and the other thing. And the answer really, I think, is if we move EMS under the fire commission and remain as independent as it's always been, then you don't have to. It can remain as it was when it was under the fire district before and as it is now under the hospital district commission. It's separate taxing geography that doesn't have to align with the hospital district commission or, because it doesn't actually align with the hospital district, nor does it have to align with the fire district.
Okay. This is operating under the premise that Fire District 3 is providing the potential for Fire District 3 to provide EMS services.
As opposed to EMS moving from where they are to the Fire District?
Well, the EMS levy is levied by the Public Hospital District.
It is under the Hospital District, but it's not a Hospital District levy, it's an EMS levy, it can go anywhere. And it was, before it became hospital district levy, fire district.
Right.
And it could be fire district again, with no other changes. Because it was 24 years ago.
So they were separate levies 24 years
Absolutely.
Ago?
Absolutely. They've always been separate levies. They were levies from the day one when Dan was kind of kicking it off.
Okay.
It's a separate levy, independent of whoever happens to be the commission that they report to. Have to align, per se, with the same geography as the parent district, if you will. And it's not a DBA, I don't believe, of the public hospital district. its own
animus. In the legal document.
That's for the wording, I suppose. But it's actually its own entity that stands alone, and it's separate funds that are accounted for separately. I mean, they don't commingle any of that, and never have. So the revenue from EMS and the levies from EMS levy are all completely separate from the hospital district, and so are the expenses.
So, George, I'd have a follow-up question. Maybe Brad can answer.
My understanding of discussions with our attorney.
Well, we can obviously.
The levy was transferable.
So the question I would have is, if that's the case, and let's say you do just shift EMS and the levy over, can the fire district, if need be, use some of the current fire district levy if needed to support operations in EMS, or would they have to remain completely separate?
Well, that would be a transfer from
fund
agency to another, and you could account for it and move as much money as you want, I suppose, between agencies.
It's my understanding from discussions with our attorneys that the public hospital district could expend money to support EMS, so there's no reason.
Right, it would work the same under the fire district, but again, it would be accounted for as we're debiting.
Right.
The accounts of the hospital district or the fire district and crediting the accounts on the EMS side to do that, because they are going to be in separate funds.
Yeah, I mean, that'll be an interesting point of discussion as we get further into this, because, you know, potentially there's always this issue with taxpayers, particularly taxpayer organizations, being concerned about one organization subsidizing another organization, and then therefore you have unequal. You know, there's either a perception or a reality of unequal value in what you're paying in taxes and what you're getting.
Well, there's also the question, probably a more important question, if the fund that, you know, the fire district has a levy that's specific in law as to what it can be used for, and if it doesn't say that you can fund somebody else's organization to do something like this, but I don't think it does.
You can't fund someone else's organization. Going to that, though, the EMS levy is based on a different geography.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. I would be extremely surprised if the fire district board thought it appropriate to provide the fire service to San Juan Island and to supply EMS services to Henry and Stewart and Johns and Spiden.
Despite the fact that they did that 25 years ago. Because that's how it was.
That may be.
Has been. So, I mean, they can choose not to. Absolutely can choose not to. I agree with you completely on that.
I can't imagine that they would see it as responsible to accept money from people on the backside of Stewart at the same rate that they do from some downtown Friday Harbor, and not be able to provide anything close to the same service. That's my personal.
I guess that might be a question we would want to put on our docket for Chief Martin, because they do now, right?
The public hospital district does indeed.
No, I mean the EMS levy applies.
Yes.
Setting aside the hospital district. Separate levy. The EMS
levy
is the same regardless, because it has to be. You can't change it for this guy.
You provide different levels of service, but the levy is
the same regardless, and they've always done that. So the question really is, and you're saying that the fire commission might not see that as fair, but the EMS folks have always been okay with it, because they've always done it. Just saying. So I'm thinking that might be a question for Chief Martin.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it? Anyway, but that's, I guess, a clarification. I think we'll have to make sure we're not just about whether the levy district boundaries are different and can continue to be different, as I suspect they can, regardless of whether it's hospital or fire that manages EMS. And also, you know, the fire district doesn't cover the town of Friday Harbor, but EMS does. And that has not been historically a problem, but it could be. If the fire district wants it to be otherwise.
in a perfect world, if fire were to start providing EMS services, the jurisdiction of the EMS service would match what we're providing fire service to.
Right.
And that if that were to happen, I'm speaking on behalf of the board, it's only my personal interpretation of their, we've worked with them for some time.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that that's how they view that.
Yeah. And I suspect there's a historical reason that EMS was covering the town because there was no town EMS.
Exactly.
But Fire 3 did not because there was a town fire department, and hence they didn't have completely coincident districts.
The other option to address that on San Juan, leaving Henry and Stewart and the aside. Currently, as you know, the town is not part of the fire district.
Right.
We provide service under contract based on the levy rate. So,
okay, so what they're paying is actually the same amount of money
as
they would have
collected
it under the
levy. But what makes changes to that problematic is that money is paid out of the general fund, not property taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And the EMS levy comes out of property taxes for folks in town.
Yeah, I think another future meeting of our august body here with, as we meet with people around town, is to bring in Duncan Wilson as town administrator, and that very question will have to be the major question to ask, you know, if there's an annexation here and the tax rate, people are going to be seeing more out of their pocket, what mitigating circumstances can we imagine to fix that a little bit? So that's a question for Duncan, not for you per se, but I realize there's
that's
a benefit.
I haven't been able to answer, so I think it's
I'm not asking you that question, but I want us to put it on the docket for the next time we get a chance to ask it of the right people. And I realize that the fire district is interested in annexing and making it one big district. At least they have said that in the past, since it would be easier than the contract.
Current situation is working just fine. Because the town is paying the mill rate against our assessed value, it really doesn't make all that much difference.
Well, yeah, it doesn't make any financial difference because of the calculation,
Chief, in the preparation of this report, you had legal counsel review some of these issues about
various
jurisdictions. Is that pretty much couched in this report, or were there other discussions or areas of concern about both on the levy side and just the operational jurisdictions about how they would potentially come together? I mean, I'm not up to speed on Washington State law, so I'm always concerned about recent decisions or recent actions that the legislature may have taken, which either make it more difficult to bring two organizations together, or court decisions that get into the issue of services and equity and payment.
It is not, in the past 10 to 14 years, there's been an increasing number of rural fire authorities formed, basically fire agencies who are working in each other's back pocket all the time anyway, entering into basically creating one agency out of numerous. So most of the laws, particularly regarding fire districts in the state, are amenable to that sort of thing. There aren't, that I've come across, any big legal hurdles to any of this. It's more the devil in the details, the how you deal with town and how you deal with the rest of the EMS or hospital district as compared to the geography of the fire district. But I'm not aware of any significant legal barriers to it.
So, Brad, when you were looking at this, it looks like this was looking at all of the issues that would come up if you did a merger.
We'll try to identify.
Yes. So I guess the question, has anybody looked at what either the potential benefits or impacts would be to the users of the services by combining?
I
haven't heard of any significant ones, quite honestly. I
presented
this to the board because the presentation was made by the hospital district that there was great benefit to be derived from this.
Do you see any potential benefits if fire EMS were together as far as service delivery to the customers?
I don't think there, personally, and this, you know, I haven't seen anything that's going to make a huge difference. I think it's more of an administrative discussion than an operational one. I mean, operationally, there would be certain disruption, you know, and I think you're probably 3 to 5 years before.
You're talking about a transition time.
Right. But I mean, as far as I'm not sure that would make a difference, because I think if you polled everyone in the island, probably 60% couldn't tell you that they're two different agencies right now. So I don't know that there's, in service delivery at that level, I don't know that there's a problem. I think it's more the financial and the administrative concern that drives it, as opposed to the customer service.
So out of the 320 calls last year, how many of them were joint fire EMS, like MPAs or medical assists? Do you have any idea on that?
I don't think I can have out. This is, you know.
Just rough percentage of that.
Well,
we could always ask Chief Martin that question.
He
could pull that out.
Sorry, I can't come up. I would say probably 20%. Between 20 and 30%. And most of them being either MBAs, where the two were working on the same scene, or when we've been called for lift assists, or rescue moving bariatric patients, or CPR assistance. As you know, EMS is paged for fire, for working structure fires, and that's one every year and a half or 2 years. So
it's not statistically significant anymore.
No, it isn't.
Do you see any efficiencies, though, in the combined administrative and financial, one of the things you were just mentioning, that might at least make it less expensive, perhaps, or somehow more streamlined?
Maybe a long way down the road, but the buildings are a huge issue right now.
Mm-hmm.
If we were to, as this talks about, if we were trying to move EMS into our current station,
right,
then we have to do something with our maintenance function.
Right.
So we've looked at purchasing land and building a shop. We've looked at adding on to it. And even if we moved EMS into that, there's still this building and that liability. So there's some significant upfront costs to making that happen. Long term, I think you're still going to have, and this will obviously be someone else's consideration, but I would anticipate a fire division and an EMS division.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that are overseeing those are going to be at a relatively high wage. So I'm not sure in the big picture, percentage-wise, you're going to save all that much.
When you say, I mean, are you anticipating me, like, you would have somebody like your assistant chief who's your training officer, and then for fire you'd have like assistant chief training officer for EMS, is what you're looking at?
Well, probably more a division chief fire and a division chief EMS. Whether or not they are actually also specifically responsible for the training, or the training was something else that they oversaw, according, you know, with all the other attendant stuff to those two areas of responsibility.
But I guess in the best of all worlds, at some point in the organization, then there would be a lot more crossover, and there may be some benefits down the road.
Well, I think that operationally the crossover's been hit or miss, and I guess from retiring, you don't have to do this politically. We have tried, we've invited the aid unit to heavy rescue drills for years, and tried to at least have quarterly drills for them, and for whatever reason, that has not been endorsed. Up until, well, in prior EMS administrations, the fire department is pretty much the incarnation of evil. We've had, right now, I think 20% of our people are cross-trained with EMTs, so there's a fair amount of cross-pollination as it is right now. I don't know what percentage of the EMS responders are cross-trained. So the groundwork is there, but the effort to take advantage of some of that synergy has been difficult at best.
And that's less about administration and function,
well,
more about
it,
culture?
It has been culture driven by the administration in the past. And yeah, I think it's more culture. There's still people in both organizations who are less driven to work cohesively together.
That was very well danced.
Well, I'm trying.
I know exactly.
No,
I understand completely. Thank you.
Yeah.
That was a tightrope.
No, I think the groundwork's been laid, and there's no reason why the boots on the ground work together just fine on most calls. And there's opportunities to do more with heavy rescue. And a lot of that's familiarity and understanding the fire mission on the scene and the EMS mission on the scene, and how those two safely come together.
But it sounds to me like it would be just as easy to fix with some slight changes of administration as it would with an entire merger of departments.
Yes.
And all,
yeah,
president. Because all we need to do is change the culture enough to say we're going to do this.
Yes.
And it would be done.
Simple as that.
Seems simple, but well, I'm just bringing that up because it sounds like, you know, as we're looking for reasons to do this thing,
exactly,
that probably hasn't got a whole lot behind it, given that you could just as easily do it without.
I don't think the current system is completely broken. Are there opportunities to improve it? Absolutely. Yeah. But it's not dysfunctional by any means.
Yeah.
I think the public is getting the service. I anticipate they're getting the service that they anticipate and pay for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or that it wouldn't be much better under a revision to this. I mean, there's not much
I think it's
benefit
more,
you
it's,
can perceive.
It's cultural more than administrative.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this yeah.
So you would not have to legally conjoin the two to reap that benefit. Beyond that, I'm not aware of a whole lot of substantial benefits between the two.
From a volunteer standpoint, Chief, do you see, I mean, I think one of the things that I've been a little worried about looking into the future is sort of the sustainability of volunteer organizations, and, you know, it comes up and down. Is there a benefit in having one organization, or is it really just mission-driven as far as who decides what they're going to do as far as volunteering?
I think for the foreseeable future in this community, you would still... Well, back up, if you look at Orcas several years ago, the chief there decided that all the EMTs should be firefighters and all the firefighters should be EMTs. And that was two or three chiefs ago, to give you an idea of how it went over at Orcas. They've gone back to the model where some people are just EMS, some are just fire, and some are cross-trained. And I would anticipate we would have the same situation here. We have added staff and fire to more reliably staff the first side apparatus on the call, at least during the day, Monday through Friday. EMS has done the same thing. They now have at least one career EMT on during the day, 10 or 12 hour shifts. So to get the ambulance out the door, both agencies are going to, for a long time in this community, depend on volunteer or paid on call or part-time, however you want to classify them, people to really fill out the operation. The community, it would be difficult to justify a career agency. It'd be difficult to convince the community to fund a career agency, given the number of calls and the complexity of them. So I think the paid on call and volunteer model, however you approach it, it's going to be a combination as the agencies are now. I don't see that changing anytime soon.
So, Brad, do you know how many calls Orcas runs a year? I mean, total calls? I know they're doing fire EMS. I'm just curious to look at what their costs are. What's that?
They were running fewer EMS. I can get. I don't have that, but I can get it.
Okay. So just looking at payroll cost, now I know this, they're a little bit smaller than us, but they're not that much smaller as far as population goes. Their cost for their admin and career staff, the base wage anyways, mm-hmm. are significantly lower than if you combine EMS and fire here. So
they have a very different model, for sure. their duty battalion chiefs are also the duty medic. So that's part of it. And a number of their positions have been funded by a SAFER grant, and I don't recall if those are in those numbers.
Okay, so this may not be the full...
It may not be the full. I mean, that's basically going to Eden and pulling out their numbers. The numbers that you see here from the other agencies are me just going into the county database and digging out the plan.
Okay.
I would say 900, maybe 930, something like that, off the top of my head for the call volume combined.
Can we maybe revisit the Regional Fire Authority question briefly?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the fire district has a position on whether that's a good or a bad idea for this county, but...
depends on which...
I'm wondering if you would like to address that, or would you rather dance back a little bit again?
I think RFAs make lots of sense for agencies who are doing mutual aid constantly. They're working in each other's neighborhoods all the time. That makes lots of sense. I'm not sure that because of our geographic isolation, it would be as effective in San Antonio as it is in other areas. There's not a whole lot to be gained. You know, people talk about purchasing, whatever. Well, yeah, in the big picture, I don't think there's much to be gained.
Okay. So the fire district hasn't been on record, as it were, one way or the other, on the issue of whether it's a good idea or a bad idea.
The fire district has not. Various
commissioners
have.
Yes.
The strongest proponent commissioner, I think, is maybe he's just patronizing me, but I think he's through all these discussions, I think he's realized that it might be challenging to do.
Yeah.
And even without the operational benefit of working with each other all the time on mutual aid, we talk about culture.
Yeah.
And the different islands convincing Orcas that it's okay that Friday Harbor's running your fire department. You know, that's.
Yeah.
I leave that for someone far, far better organized than I to undertake.
I've heard various rumblings from various people.
Right.
And I bring that up, including the hospital district people.
Sure.
Have opinions about that, too. And the one thing that I do know is that EMS would have to be part of the fire department in order for that to happen, because you have to be organized
right.
the same in every one. So
right.
That's a requirement if that were a goal.
Well, the